We have Togbo and Adam in the studio. Hello, guys.
Yo.
Hi.
How are you both doing?
Ahoy, ahoy.
This is what we say on a boat, isn't it? Ahoy, ahoy.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Hi, guys.
I'm fine.
Good. Yeah. And we sadly don't have two people that were going to come in tonight. But
Haslam has gout, so everyone...
That's a true story. That's not even a joke. That's
hope you get better soon, Matt.
he's got it in his foot, so everyone just hashtag pray for Haslam. Be much appreciated. Oh. And Will's sadly got deported due to Brexit.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a shame.
There you go.
But we've got you two, yeah. And that's good enough. So basically, you're here to talk about Tugboat's Christmas charity, Bonanza, which has been described as a night of music, comedy and madness. Do you want to tell us a little bit about what's involved?
Well, I mean, it's the second one after last year's tomfoolery. We raised 1,200 quid for cancer research, what is a charity very close to my heart. Obviously, cancer's still killing one in every two people, so, you know, one of us going to die in this room by it, or
thanks
isn't called.
Great. Okay.
Well, you know, it's just makes
no, it's
it real,
Christmas,
don't it?
Or anything. Jeez, downer on things.
Friday right feeling,
but,
guys.
You know, keep it positive. But, yeah, no, the thing is it's a way to let everyone get their hair down, get very drunk, listen to some exciting local talent, and to take part in a raffle with many random prizes of exotic toys and whatever else.
You mentioned local there, local artists. Did you consciously choose local artists?
I always do. I mean, the talent in this town is ridiculous. It just needs a even bigger platform. I mean, Phoenix does its part. But, you know, I think if these record labels actually decided to not release just R&B and DJs, the world would be a better place.
Fair enough. So you like to get involved with the local talent and get them out there?
Yeah. I mean, there's just so many bands to choose from. And the shock of it is actually, I reckon people would really enjoy all of these bands if they were given airtime everywhere, you know. There's different variations of, you've got some metal bands, you've got some ska bands, you've even got a rapper in Wally. I didn't even know about this till the other day, but like there are lots of things coming out of Brentwood beside Towie. So yeah, it's all good.
Sounds good. And do you want to tell us who's going to be performing?
So we've got Nick Spiller, aka A Man With A Little Guitar. Always good fun. You've got Chris Marsh from The Victories. You've got Adam Schofield from Last Known State. You've got Oliver Hookins and Friends. Loads of different people we'll be bringing up. You've got the duo from ECH, Electric Child House, of Matt Hookins and Jack Dacey. You've got Party At Your House. You've got Matt Haslam Hammond, the Disney guy. You've got Life Coach Podcast of Stuart Craswell and Liam Copeland. And finally, you've got the main act, the one act that we are so excited to have. Because he just brought it. He brought his A-game last year in Bob Loaf, otherwise known as Bob Hammond. Top man.
Did you say he performed last year?
And stole the show.
Did he?
Stole the show.
Just amazing.
So is he headlining this time?
Yeah.
It was in like the middle of the show. It was like, my God. Done. Let's just stop now.
Everyone was like, how do we follow that? I mean, when you see Bob sing Bat Out of Hell, it generally makes the heart both cry with joy and real tears come from your eye, because it's just beautiful, isn't it, Ad?
Yeah, absolutely.
And he got to live his dream for the night. He was ecstatic, and I said, this year, you're headlining. And now he's learnt some more tunes, and he's going to be even more Bob Loaf.
He probably hates you for making him headlines.
Probably does.
More pressure now, isn't it, Warren?
That's exactly it.
So how are you going to outdo last year?
Well, I've thought of a few new things, because obviously last year we did have my raffle. What I say always contains really random things, from signed goodies to a lot of local shops. Actually, I'll give a few shout outs to like French Quarter, the Brent Garden Centre, UK Fireworks Shop, Noughts and Kisses, Primate Fitness, Brentwood Car Valet, Brentwood Cleaning Services. All these sort of people, plus many, many other people, donate their stuff and, you know, their services as well. Some hairdressers I know, some massagists I know, they all give their talent because they all believe in doing something nice for cancer research. So yeah, always overwhelmed with the amount of stuff I have.
Yeah, they sound like some good prizes.
Yeah, yeah. There's a prize there for everyone.
Definitely.
I didn't win anything last year. I was rather disappointed.
Oh. Well, you know what, Adam? This year you could. You could even win the Tugboat Christmas Bounty.
The Tugboat Christmas Bounty?
Exactly.
What and is that?
That is, I'm glad you asked, is basically you put £10 in a briefcase, you sign your name, one note gets pulled out at the end of the night, and if that's your note, half the money goes to you, half the money goes to charity.
Wow.
So you, that's pretty fair. If 100 people done it, you could walk away with 500 quid.
Pretty good.
So, why would you not want to go to this event?
Exactly. Just before Christmas as well, the 22nd of December. What a lovely Brucey bonus that would be.
Brucey bonus.
Brucey bonus, baby.
Is it specifically going to be festive? If it's a Christmassy theme, how are you going to make that?
Yeah, I mean, last year we had like a giant blow up polar bear, giant blow up Santa. We had a Christmas montage that Schofield made on the background. We have festive music playing the whole time. All the staff there are dressed up as my kind of co-pirates and stuff. But I do encourage everyone, if you do come, to bring a Christmas jumper on or a Christmas hat on. Just really get into the swing of it, and you'll always get a prize. Whether you've been naughty or nice, you'll always get a gift from Tugboat.
More so if they're naughty, I think, from you.
yeah, more so. I do like them rather naughty.
We haven't actually mentioned where it is yet.
Oh, it is...
might be an idea.
Yeah, that would come on. That would help.
Come on, Tugs. Jeez.
Oh, dear. I've been up since 5. No, it is at the Tugboat Arena, otherwise known as the CX, what is the sidebar of the Essex Arms.
Tugboat Arena.
The Tugboat Arena, as I dubbed it. But it is at the CX bar. So, yes.
Are you going to turn it into like a ship?
I always do. I'd be honest, whenever I put on a show, I always go above and beyond on making it something a little different to what the people were used to. It's not just a standard gig. It's everything my crazy mind can think of. So, yeah.
And are we going to have some stand-up comedy from you as well?
I will do my bit in between, you know. I'll say a joke here and there, you know. I'll do my part, really.
Hosting duties.
Yeah. There's a lot of timekeeping and that, and a lot of kind of prima donnas, because as good as the local talent is, some are, you know, terrible timekeepers. I mean, we had one guy last year whose excuse was he was having fun with his girlfriend, Chris Marsh. So, make sure you're...
Shame.
Yeah, shame.
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 What's Adam like with timekeeping?
Oh, well, Adam's very good, actually.
Thank you.
Yeah, he
I'm
is
proud
good.
Of my timekeeping.
Yeah.
Damn straight.
it's something we learn if we didn't turn up. We got whipped at school, so. Yeah.
Is that what you do to your act if they don't turn up?
No, I'm not the whipping type. I'm not Mr. Grey or whatever he's called.
Well, let's move on from that. Let's talk to Adam now. Hi, Adam.
Hey.
So you're from Last Known State.
Indeed.
Do you want to tell us a bit about the band? So I don't think we've ever had them on my show.
I last spoke to you on here with Bridgebound. Like,
yes.
That was a long time ago. Yeah, so we've been going for a couple years now. And it's a 5-piece rock band. Me on lead vocals and then 4 other lovely guys, all of which can't be here because they suck.
Aww. And one got deported.
And one got deported as well because of Brexit, of course.
Damn you, Brexit.
And that's been going really cool. We're currently recording some singles at the minute, in the midst of doing music videos and all that jazz.
Just listen to them. Really good.
Hello.
Yeah, there really you go. Good. No way, you should have them back on when they're all together.
Yeah, the Tugboat definitely. Seal of approval right yeah, there. I'm right. going to put that on the cover. I'll get Charlie to just be like, bam, Tugboat Seal of approval on the front.
It works for many things.
I can't promise that will actually be a thing, but still. What else can I say? Quick couple plugs, might as well. The week before the Tugboat charity bonanza, we've got a gig in Chelmsford at the Asylum, which we'd love people to come down to because the Asylum is on the brink of closing. So the more people can come to that, the better. Then, of course, we've got Tugboat. Tugboat.
Sam. I don't know.
Who is this Sam that I mentioned?
I think.
We've got, of course, it'll be me and at least one or two of the other guys doing acoustic for the charity bonanza. And yeah, it's all going well. It's
what gravy. Date's your one at the asylum? You forgot to say that.
Oh God, did I? I think it's the 16th. I want 15th or the 16th.
If not, it'd be on their band's Facebook.
It'll
page.
Be on our band's Facebook. So facebook.com/lastknownstate.
By the way, 75 of you listening to Phoenix, well done. We wouldn't need you to go on Last Known State and just give his band a cheeky like, as he's really desperate.
75 more likes. Yeah. Sorry. 75 more likes, and we hear 1,000. That would be beautiful.
So if you do it, make a Christmas miracle happen now. It would be
my dream come true.
Well, let's try and persuade him by listening to some live music, shall we?
Yeah, why not?
What track are you going to sing?
I'm going to do... So this was one of the first ones we did. First ones we wrote, even. Which is called Never Learn. And I don't normally have to play this, so this should be fun. Good luck me, very much.
Well, so, when you're ready, off you go.
Cool. Do you want me to tap you in? I'm good.
Okay. On another day, you understand that I can't stand the words you say. It's a dream, dreams are reality. Reality is for people too blind to see. But for me, it's a test, test of character. Don't be afraid of the stage, platform your rafter. Cause I'll run the rest of the last mile. Why can't I make you smile? Tell me what's on your mind. Cause your eyes glance past me, I can't tell what you see. So just say it all. You're a different kind, a person against me, seeing what I should be. Your words can't affect my mind. What do you see? I won't let my shadow lead my life. I won't settle down. Come to me, I'll explain how I've chosen all the words I've spoken, truth and lies. Oh, always and forever means I won't ever learn to say die. Take me away, cause I can't find the words to say. Explanations of my thoughts, it's just decay, it isn't me. It's not my reality. I love my words since I can't seem to find the key. Empty thoughts seem to come from a made up time. Emotional barriers cast the day I found mine. Required for a face is what you see. Should I walk and leave? Tell me what's on your mind. Cause you just smile and wave. Is that how you behave when I say it all? Dream would be fine. Oh, we're talking once I leave, judging what I should be. Your words can't affect my mind. One day you'll see. I won't let my shadow lead my life. I won't settle down. Count to me, I'll explain how I've chosen all the words I've spoken, truth and less. Oh, always and forever means I won't ever learn to say die. Go and say your piece. Could have been waiting to hear your speech. You think I care? Assume I'm weak. Like I got nothing new planned this week. Take my advice, just walk and leave. Let me wipe the dust from my own sleeves. Just take your steps away from me. Let me abide to my own goddamn fantasy. Tell me why I should believe you. Tell me why I should believe you. Tell me why I should believe you. Tell me what I should believe you. Tell me what I should believe you. Tell me what I should believe you. Tell me what's on your mind. Your eyes glance past me. I can't tell what you see. So just say it all. You're a different kind. Oh, a person against me. Seeing what I should be. Your words can't affect my mind. What do you see? I won't let my shadow lead my life. I won't settle down. Come to me, I'll explain how. Always and forever means I won't ever let us say die.
Fingers.
Way, nice song.
Well done, like Fingers. That one. Damn.
Still got it.
Damn this cold weather.
And he actually said he was having an off day, so believe it.
Really?
Yeah, that's not too bad. Wow. I thought I was having an off day. That was all right.
Smashed it out of the park, son. Wallaboo.
That's really good. That sounds all right. Don't put yourself down. Why did you choose that song to perform today?
Well, the honest answer is because it's the one I can play. No, I've always been a big fan of that one. That was the first one we really wrote as a whole band. And yeah, it's always quite a good one to do live. So, just a good song, right,
it is,
really.
It is a good song.
Right, yeah.
Modest. But
it's a very good song. You know.
You've got an amazing voice as well, Adam.
Thank you.
No problem at all. And how long have the band been together?
About 2 years-ish now. It's I find it always hard to place because we spent like a good year setting the whole thing up. It took us about 9 months just to find a bassist.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Warren, if you're listening. I think it's about 2 years of actually being a band like and actually going out and
solid playing. Graft.
But no, it's been cool. I mean, it's been a good 2 years, to be fair. I mean, our first gig we did was at the Barfly, where we supported a Canadian band called Arkells, who are really big in Canada. So that was a very good honour. And yeah, we've just been like plugging away, just doing the time kind of thing. And yeah. Oh, one other thing I forgot to mention. One more plug. Why not? We've got another gig in February. This one's quite a big one for us. We're doing Upstairs at the Garage in... where is it?
Really?
I'm terribly unprepared. I can't remember now.
It's Islington.
I think it's Islington. Yeah, it is where
show the wrestling there.
But yeah, the Garage in Islington is quite a big one for us. There'll be more details coming soon, again on facebook.com/lastknownstate. But for now, just worry about Bonanza, really. That's the main event.
That is the main event. Remember as well, if you do go on Last Known State, like their page.
Like the page. 75 people.
I'm keeping track of this as well. So far, 75 people still.
It'll happen. So, how can people find out more about the charity Bonanza?
If you go on, posters will start appearing everywhere in Brentwood as of next week. I've got an unbelievable poster made. It was designed by Ronnie Mitchell, who also was the guy that was behind this year's Sainsbury's Christmas advert. It's just incredible. It's basically Bob riding a motorbike over the Nativity like a bat out of hell, and it's just fantastic. And somehow he's imposed my face on Jesus. Maybe he thinks I'm godlike. But yeah, no, it's... It is, as I say, they're going to be appearing all over town. And if you do see one, have a picture, hashtag Tugboats Christmas Charity Bonanza, and I'll make sure you get a gift if you come. But yeah, as I say, we've got a Facebook page. What is Tugboats Christmas Charity Bonanza Part 2, I think. But if you type it in, you'll find it. Otherwise, keep a lookout and loads of people will share the poster. Because they
love
me.
I love the poster so much.
Have you seen it, Nicky?
I have. It's very artistic, I must say.
Well, you know. I know, high people in high places, to say.
And just to point out, it's actually on our Twitter page, FridayFeeling98, so if you want to have a look and have a follow of that as well, if you like. So can you buy tickets on the door, or do you have to get them in advance?
Nah, it's always on the door. I'm not that good at organising pre-orders. I'd be terrible at that. I've got too much to organise on the other sides of it. So, yeah, just turn up. I mean, last year we had... I want to say about 180 in that room. It was constantly full. So even when people were leaving, more people were coming in. So it was brilliant. And the vibe was there the whole night. This year as well, what we've got someone, we've got Jeremy Walker. He's filming the whole thing. He does the Unsung TV program on YouTube. Check that out. It's very good if you want to see local bands. We've got Emily Curtin has kindly decided she's going to do her photography skills, so you'll be able to get a good quality photo of you and your mates for nothing. And also Stuart Craswell and Liam will be, after doing their stand-up gig, will be doing a live video cast of their podcasts. So feel free to join them for a chat as well. There's a lot going on this year.
I was just going to say that. You took the words out of my mouth. It sounds very busy, but very good.
Yeah, like, I mean, you just done a Meatloaf quote there without even realizing.
Oh, yeah.
Took the words right out of my mouth. Bob will be performing that.
He will
Bob
be.
Loaf. Bob Loaf. Check him out.
Cool. Well, thank you very much, guys, for coming in and promoting this event. It sounds like an amazing event and very, very busy. But so, yeah, keep a lookout for them posters because you can't really miss them, can you?
No, you can't.
Cool.
Christmas, 20 days away.
Yes, Christmas is 20 days away. And next week I'll be doing, not next week, not the week after, but the week after that, I'm doing a Christmas theme show. So if you guys want to get the festive feeling, do tune in for that. But thank you again, Tugboat and Adam.